Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their most affordable rates on term life insurance products. And I mean affordable. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-700-2157. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. And the call is absolutely free. Call AIG Direct, 1-800-700-2157. That's 1-800-700-2157. 1-800-700-2157.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez. You see miracles all the time at our children's hospital. The first smile after surgery. A girl walking when they said she wouldn't. Parents getting good news. But miracles never come easy. That's why, as great as children's hospitals are, they need our support to keep miracles happening.
Please support St. Louis Children's Hospital and SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center.
Put your money where the miracles are.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
The plant called and said, if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4 day weekend!
Crossed over. What? The who called?
The plant.
He works at a power plant.
Don't bother coming in. He thinks it's good news. I love Homer.
No!
My wife doesn't like that show. That says everything. That's all you need to know about her, right?
Yeah.
She hates the Simpsons. Hates the What was that?
It's Homer burping.
But you threw that in. He wasn't burping. That wasn't him. That wasn't
you
really.
You love the Simpsons. Yeah, that's Homer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. How many more days? How many more days with you?
Just one more.
Well, this is it for me. Last day. Yeah. Oh boy. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the July 23rd edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Josh Gilbert at the controls, messing the show up.
Thank you.
Welcome. And Peon will be back Monday. I told Peon before he left because he's on a 2,600 mile road trip with a 6 month old. I would never have done that.
Nope.
Never have done that. I don't think he really knew what he was doing. And I think it sounded like a good idea. And he'll never tell us the truth. Oh, man.
Oh, I think he will.
Well,
oh, yeah. He'll jump in and go, oh, my God.
But he won't say this was a mistake. He'll just say it was a little more work than we thought with a 6 month old. It made the trip. But I told him before he left because he was going to go from here. He was going to get up last Friday morning, I believe.
At 4.
4 in the morning, four, yeah. Hit the road, and go drive all the way to Colorado Springs. 14 hours, okay. And so I said, well, you've never seen the Rocky Mountains. You've never been to Colorado. He said, no. And I said, this is going to be the most breathtaking, spectacular thing you've ever seen. So I sent him a text this morning. I said, was I right about the mountains? He said, we both agree. We have never, ever seen anything like it. Mm. And I would say... No, that doesn't see. That's not astonishing enough to require. Ooh, I know you just like playing with the sounds because you don't get to.
I do.
It's like a toy, like a new toy.
True, you got me.
So he said, "You're right. It's everything you said it was, and more. You can't describe it." And maybe one of these days, maybe today, because today's Thursday. This is our loose day. This is where we have all the time in the world. Maybe we ought to run down again our just off the cuff list of things you absolutely, places for the most part, you have to see before you kick the bucket, the bucket list of places. Now, I will give you the ones I remember that I think are a must. And then, Josh, I don't know you that well. You can tell me which ones of these are you've seen. The mountains, Rocky Mountains, Colorado, you've been there.
Yes.
Like 10, 12, 14,000 feet. It's incredible. And you got to drive the winding roads. You can't appreciate it unless you do that.
I went down 70. Does that count?
Okay. Well, yeah, but I mean, when you got into Colorado, well, I mean, when you get to Colorado, you need to drive. You drove in the mountains, up into the mountains, right? Yeah. No, I was talking about. I wasn't talking about how to get to Colorado. I just
mean, no, I'm just saying
you need to experience the mountain.
The highway
roads.
Goes through. I didn't know if you were talking about like two-lane roads.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now the other is New York City. Have you been to New York City?
Yeah.
I hate it, but everybody should go. So you'll know how to appreciate a town
not.
The size of St. Louis. Oh, you have to go. You'll hate it.
I haven't been.
You
to
like
New
the
York
smell
City.
Of urine? Because that's what New York City smells like. It smells like urine.
I do.
You do like the smell?
I've been to Chicago.
So Chicago's kind of the same. It still smells like urine.
Yeah, it does.
Now, my wife loves Chicago, and she loves New York City. And I will say that for a day or two, it's nice to look at a place and go, man, am I glad I don't live here.
Yes.
It's too busy, too many people, too crowded, too much congestion. No, thank you.
My daughter's been to New York City twice and loved it.
Chicks love New York City.
Yeah.
I love it, too, though.
Okay, Chicks and Josh love New York City. So, Colorado, Rocky Mountains, New York City, Las Vegas. Everybody should go to Las Vegas.
I agree.
Have you been to Las Vegas?
Yeah, a couple times.
You'd agree. Nothing like it.
No.
Nothing like it.
It's great.
And if you go, well, I've been to the casinos here. No, not even close. That's not even what we're talking about. It's not just about casinos. It's about the light bill that those people pay.
And the architecture and
the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's Las Vegas.
I would never want to live in Vegas. I can't imagine.
But they say it's a great place to live because the people that live there do not go the places we go. They're not on the Strip or near the Strip.
Yeah.
And there's no state income tax. And it's very retirement friendly. The problem is that over the last 10, 15 years, so many people moved to Las Vegas. It got out of control. But they say it's a great place to live. Great schools. Think of the tax base. I mean, the money that pours into that place. So they say the schools are great, and it's really a great place to live. Just don't go down on the Strip. Of course, when you have relatives come in, you have to go, we want to go see the Bellagio. You have to go do that. Let me see what else we had on our list. This one I haven't seen, Yellowstone National Park. I've not been there. Yeah. You don't think that deserves to be on there?
It's a forest.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are you going to see?
Where is the...
Well, it's not just a forest, I don't think. They got Old Faithful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Geyser.
Where's the Petrified Forest?
I don't know.
I've been there when I was a kid.
Oh, the other one on the list was the ocean. You have to, if you've never seen the ocean, you have to do that.
I'm surprised, but there are a lot of people who have never been to the ocean.
Oh, no. I know there are.
I met somebody my age who said, no, I've never been. Just never made it down there.
I saw the ocean for the first time when I was 22.
I had a neighbor.
What do you think about this?
I had a neighbor
22.
That went on a trip with us. And that was the first time he had seen the ocean.
Wow, he had to
beach.
Be blown away.
And it was Jamaica.
Yeah. Anyway. And you're not seeing, you look out and go, whoa, you're not even seeing 1/100th of that ocean.
Yeah.
It's a big ocean. So I'd say that's what you have to see. So New York City, Vegas, Rocky
How about
Mountain.
Niagara Falls?
You know what? Grand Canyon.
Yes.
That was the other one. You have to see the Grand. And I think Niagara Falls would be kind of like the Grand Canyon in that when you get there, you stand there and go, wow, now what?
Yeah.
I mean, it takes about a minute to see it, and then what?
Yeah.
So, yes, I've never seen Niagara Falls. But I know that once I got there, I'd go, I can't believe we came here just to see. It's a great, magnificent sight. Now what? Is there a lot of other stuff or?
I don't remember because I was a kid when I went to see that, too. I was a kid for that.
I think that's it for me. I don't think Mount Rushmore qualifies.
No.
Like, it's not in the category with the ocean or Vegas. No. Look at these phones.
Didn't we say Washington, D.C. at some point?
Okay, you know what? As much as I did not like the vacation we took to Washington, my wife loved it. My father-in-law loved it. My mother-in-law loved it. My kids, take it or leave it. I think so. I think you have to put Washington, D.C. If nothing else, it's pretty educational. I mean, when you see the White House, you go, well, I'm actually looking at the White House. They see this on the news every night. There it is. You're standing there.
I hear it's really small in person.
It is small. It's not big. Washington, D.C. is not big.
Well, the White House.
Oh, the White House is not that big either. It's not. It's big, but it's not as big as a lot of wealthy people's mansions with 21 bedrooms in it.
Yeah.
And then when you go in it, then you really feel like, I can't believe I'm in here. I'm in the White House. So, yeah, Washington, D.C., that would be on the list. And Grand Canyon. Now I think my list is complete, I think.
Hmm.
I can't think of anything else. So if anybody has something you think you must see before you die, let us know. 969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. This is what we call the Burke segment. It goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say? And by the way, folks, this is Thursday. So when the Burke segment ends, we're out of material, pretty much. It's up to you. It is talent show day. Dave, we had a meeting. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just going to hurt Dave's feelings.
I don't know if he...
I got emails from people starting to get enough of Dave.
Get annoyed and, with Dave.
Dave, you got to be thick-skinned in this business. They said enough jokes because it's kind of the same talent every Thursday. So,
yeah.
Dave, we like you. We appreciate you. You're done.
And I'm not sure Dave's listening right now because I know he gets off work at 4.
When he calls in, we're going to have to hit him with the bad news.
Yeah.
So anybody else that has a talent, I want a whistler. Does anybody out there whistle like that trilling kind of bird, flipping your tongue, bird call whistling, or you whistle a song like your mouth is a flute or something? I'd like to hear that. Impressions are always welcome, even if you only do one, because otherwise we're coming to the end, and that would be sad, the end of The Call, which is our talent show. So talent show day, all day. You can call about that or anything else. Does anyone, well, you know what, let me take a couple of calls, and we'll see if we got a Burke segment or not. Jan, how are you?
Hi.
How are you?
I think everybody should go to the Black Forest region of Germany.
I'm talking about in the United States. Because if we open it up to the world, oh my goodness, Switzerland, the mountains. I'm saying in this country for people who can't afford
this country.
Yeah, for people who can't afford to go overseas, what is an absolute must you should see before you die in this country? And I think we hit them. I think we hit the big ones. You can't include things like, well, Disney World. I mean, that's not in the same category.
Natural wonders.
Yeah, sort of. But New York City is not a natural wonder. It's man-made, the whole city. But I think you have to see
Utah.
New York City.
The Salt Lake City, Utah, the Great Salt Lake, was amazing.
All right. I've never been there. I've never seen it. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jan. I thought she was finished. I didn't mean to cut her off. Rich, the trucker. Hello, Rich.
Good afternoon. AM and the PM.
You've seen the country over and over and over. What did we leave out?
I've seen it, but haven't seen it. But one thing that popped into my head when we were talking about that is the meteor crater in Arizona.
Now, see, that's one hole in the ground. I don't think that is the same as, I don't think you say, boy, before you die, you got to see the meteor crater. I just don't think it's in the same category.
But when you consider that the meteor that created it was, if I remember correctly, roughly the size of a basketball.
Yeah, but that's not something anybody ever talks about.
I can look that up on the internet.
I never hear anybody go, oh my goodness, we saw it. Never. It's never brought up in travel discussions. It's one of those things that if you're on your way somewhere, like the world's largest twine ball, you pull off and see it. I agree. But I don't think it's a destination. We're going to take our vacation, and we have one destination, the meteor crater.
That's true. Combine that kind of with the Grand Canyon and a few other things. I'm saying as far as your trip, because you'll be within proximity to kind of combine the things.
Okay, no, that's a separate category. Things to pull off and see on your way somewhere else. I give you that. But not the main destination. Rich, always a pleasure.
Well, I do also have a Schaefer update.
Let's hear it. You took your truck, right?
Right, from my pickup truck. I got a phone call from Anthony in Hazelwood today. The original $2,700 has jumped to $41, which that's fine. That's what insurance is for.
Right.
Let me know that it should be done on Tuesday.
I want the call when you pick it up. That's when I want the report. What happened? What the heck happened? What is that?
I think something happened to his phone.
What are we listening to?
Are you there?
We lost him and we had something else. He's gone. Hmm. All right, let me get Mary in here. Hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing, Frank?
Good. What's up?
Nashville, Memphis, Houston.
No.
Yeah.
No. They're not. Just say go to Memphis is not like saying you have to see New York City, the largest city. It's just Memphis and Nashville. They're fine, but I don't think they fall in the category with a Grand Canyon, Las Vegas, New York City.
Well, when you go to Memphis, you go to Elvis' place. When you go to Nashville, you go to Music Row and all the music.
Right, that's one reason to go there each place. New York That's City, wonderful. You go for the entire city, New York City, and everything there. Same thing with Vegas. I know what you're saying, but I'm the guy that's going to make the call of what goes on the list. I'm rejecting your suggestion.
Oh, how about
when you go to Vegas? How much do you bet?
I don't go to Vegas anymore to gamble. I do that here. I go to watch people and go to dinner and just walk around and go, I can't believe what I'm looking at.
I've been to Vegas about five times.
The architecture and the casinos, the magnificent lighting, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you don't even have to gamble. And you just walk around going, wow. Especially when you realize how fast they put that stuff up. That Luxor was built from ground, dirt, first shovel of dirt, finished in 18 months.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. I just wish we had the money what they pay for 1 month for the electric bill. We would never have to work again.
And that, by the way, is not as outrageous as it used to be thanks to LED lights. LED lights have changed everybody's electric bill, thank goodness, because it's at best a fourth of what they used to be if you change to LED.
Mary, have you ever been to Seattle, Washington?
No, I was invited there, and I declined the invitation. I was offered first-class tickets and accommodations for a long weekend, and I said, no, thank you. I don't like rain. We had enough of that.
Oh, it's beautiful up there, though.
Oh, it's beautiful, but it's gray, and it's the highest suicide rate in the country, and it rains way too much. It's beautiful, and Ireland is beautiful and green, but it's gray and rainy, and no thank you.
How many times have you been to Hawaii?
Twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We've been there. My husband, we've been there a lot of times.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I would love to live there.
I might add Hawaii to the list. I think Hawaii should go on.
What about...
That's a good one,
if
Hawaii.
If you throw in Hawaii, what
Mary,
about
we got to run. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What about Alaska?
Okay, I haven't seen it.
I haven't either.
But I hear it's breathtaking. Yeah, maybe that should go.
I had friends in grade school who would go on an Alaskan cruise every year.
Yes.
No, I hear it is beyond belief, the Alaskan cruises. Yeah.
But if I'm going on a cruise, I want to go somewhere in the tropics.
Yeah, but they say it's still worth it.
I know people that have gone on Alaskan cruises, and they absolutely loved it.
I'll do one. Before I die, I'll probably do it. If I get a better radio job, you know, I'll do that. Let's go to Tom. Tom, how are you?
Fine, Frank.
What's up?
I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
And I kind of caught the latter part of this conversation, but Niagara Falls, we went there this year. Spectacular. Unbelievable. You're just in awe when you see it. Okay. Almost brings tears to your eyes.
When you see it, after 5 minutes has gone by, now what?
Well, I don't know about that. We took the boat tour up to it, and we spent 2 days there, but it was unbelievable, the whole area.
Yeah, my wife saw it as a kid. I've never seen it. My wife saw it as a kid, but I've never seen it. I would like to see that much water pouring down a waterfall.
You keep expecting for the spigot to be turned off, but it just keeps running. And really, it's something you need to see before you...
Okay, I would agree. That and the Grand Canyon, I would agree. They go on the list.
Yes, the Grand Canyon is right there also.
Right.
We also took a week trip on a 60-foot catamaran in the Virgin Islands, the U.S. and the British. That was pretty, pretty down there.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I really called in for the talent show, Frank.
Ooh, we have our first contestant for the talent show.
You said something about a whistler. I can whistle by a song, but it's baseball season. So I think I'm going to whistle, take me out to the ball.
All right. Are you just an average whistler, or are you an exceptional whistler?
No, I think I'm a pretty good whistler. My mom used to whistle all the time.
All right. What part of town do you live in, Tom?
I'm down in Imperial area.
Imperial. Mm. All right.
A long-time listener, yes, sir.
Tom, what do you do?
I work for the electric company.
Like as in Ameren?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes. All right, well, let's go. Let me do a proper introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, from Imperial, Missouri, our first talent for the day, here's Tom the Whistler. Take it, Tom. He's got that little...
Yeah.
Bird warble. Not bad little warble.
Coming in real clear.
No. We can hear enough. We can hear enough. Give it a little more. Just give us a little more. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm telling you something. You got to consider the phone quality, but I thought it was good. That's better than average whistling. No, that's we're done. Yeah. Okay, maybe not. he'll finish when he wants to.
Isn't that the song you guys like to sing about the valley?
Oh, down in the valley, valley so low. Yeah.
I didn't recognize it, but that's good whistling. That is good whistling. No, no, that's better than average whistling. Hang on, Tom. We're going to have a conference. Hold on.
What are you guys doing?
We're having a conference.
We're having a conference. You're supposed to join in.
You're supposed to join in on the conference.
I thought he was pretty good.
No. You're supposed to mumble.
You're supposed to mumble and act like it's a conference. Let's try it again. Let's have a conference. You know what, Tom? We're going to take your phone number.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Don't get excited.
In other words, it probably would have been even better.
Don't get excited.
I've been laughing the whole time.
The fact that we take your phone number doesn't really mean a lot. It just means you're not horrible, okay? So we'll put you on hold. Dan will get your number. Thank you, Tom. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, gang.
All right, thank you. Hold on. Don't go away. Take Tom's number. He's a pretty good whistler. I think in person he'd be even better. Now...
What is that Christmas song where it has a really good whistle part in it? Is it White Christmas?
I've never heard White Christmas with whistling.
There's a really good whistle part in that song. I'm going to look it up.
I know what song you're talking about, but I can't think of what it is. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It's not the one you sing, is it?
Reindeer Rock?
Reindeer Rock. No, it's not.
That's not it. That's a trumpet and stuff.
Okay. One more, then we have to take a break. That'll be Kevin. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, AM into PM.
Thank you. What's up? Hey,
I know you mentioned Washington, D.C., but there's one thing that when we were up there, there's a thing called the Twilight Tour. Mm-hmm. And you take a trolley from Union Station, and it goes to all the monuments like the Vietnam Wall, the Lincoln, Washington, all that. But then accumulate, at the end, they go up on the hill where the Iwo Jima flag statues is at.
Right.
And you look from there, the tour guide says, now look to your right. And the only thing you see on this hill is the flame from President Kennedy's grave.
Oh, that would be nice.
It's breathtaking.
That would be powerful. That would be good. And I assume when you say Washington, you mean Washington. You just pronounce it the way my wife and a million other people around here do.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm St. Louis. Pine Lawn, born and raised.
There you go. You have a good excuse. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, Frank. Yeah. Take care.
So, Washington. trip. We have to take a quick break, but we will get to your calls. If you're patient, you don't mind waiting 4 or 5 minutes, we'll get back to you and whatever you want. We still have the Burke segment to do. It's Thursday. It's the day we take more calls than any other day. So if you've never called before, this would be a good day to be a first-time caller. Is Mr. Londoff on the phone?
Yes.
I think he is. John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing fantastic. What would you throw in that we haven't mentioned that in your life in this country you need to go see before you die? Bucket list of place in the United States to go. We got Vegas. We got the Grand Canyon. We have New York City. We have Washington, D.C. We have Niagara Falls. We have the mountains of the Rockies in Colorado and Hawaii and Alaska. What would you add? Anything?
What would I add? Yeah. I have not seen Niagara Falls, but you already mentioned that.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Gosh, I don't know. I've been pretty blessed. You know, I've never been to Oregon. I've never been to...
That's not a
people don't go. State?
Yeah, it's just a state. I mean, that's not something people go, oh, man, we need to get a travel agent and see what's going on in Oregon. It's something that's unusually one of a kind. Like New York City.
Is that Josh pushing the button about laughter?
No, he would never do that.
No.
I told him never laugh at anything John says. Uh-huh. He might.
Was that you that hit the button about the laughter,
he
Josh?
Accidentally hit it. His elbow.
Accidentally hit it?
He slipped. His hand slipped.
I don't think it's a button. I think it's alive.
When's your last day? When's Ian back?
It's a live studio audience.
Ian's back Monday.
Man, I can't wait. You kidding me? But, no, I'm just kidding you, buddy. Really.
Hold on. He's not talking about duck. He's not talking about duck hunting.
Oh.
We do that when if he had said, "Well, I wish it were duck season," then you'd hit that sound.
Okay.
Yeah. Monday. Peon will be back.
But I don't know. I really don't know.
Hey, I took Dan for a ride just before the show.
Oh, my goodness.
We aired out the Corvette.
Yes, we did.
We took it down the Page extension and ran it up to 100 in about 4 seconds. And exhilarating, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. It was pretty powerful.
The top
powerful.
Off, and I said, hey, it's a nice day. I'll pick you up in the garage at the door. He walks out. I said, let's take a little ride. So we aired it out a little bit today. And I kept staring at the rearview mirror thinking, okay, this is going to be the day. This will be the day.
It was pretty.
We made it.
Only 100?
Yeah, I don't take it much past there. I never have. I ran it one time, just briefly, up to 110. I don't want to say I'm not condoning that. I don't want anybody listening to think that's cool driving that fast. But if you're thinking, and you just kind of blow it out on rare occasions, if it's
dry. But by the way, that car must have that happen to it. You cannot.
No, you can't not.
You can't drive that car at 60, 70 miles an hour. Well, I mean, it's built to go 180. So, what about the? Maybe trying to get it out the gateway sometime.
I'm just not interested in that. I've never been interested in. No, I've never been interested in racing on a track. I don't go karts. I love go karts.
You love go karts. Yeah. You don't want to race your car around gateway or racetrack.
No, not in my car. Somebody else's go kart. And I don't mean the go karts at some amusement park at 5 miles an hour. I mean 80 mile an hour go karts.
I mean, you're afraid to go that fast then, like a gateway.
I don't want to do something wrong and mess my car up. Because if I got it out there, I'm going to do 150 in it, and I don't know that I want to do that.
So that'll get the heart pumping, won't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd drive somebody else. I'd drive a race car if somebody said, here's a real race car, Gib, not my
car. They have those things, like in Kansas City.
Where you get in a real NASCAR.
They have them right here at Gateway. So that's our local track, and boy, I sure hope we start one of these days, get lucky enough to get a... NASCAR race here.
Yeah, what happened? I mean, they don't. What do they have? What do they do now?
The truck series comes here once a year, right?
Well, but that's once a year. What else do they do to that track?
Well, we had the Busch series forever. You know, we had the Indy cars when the Indy cars were split from the CART, and all the top drivers were coming to St. Louis.
That's right.
Memorial Day.
Why John has a soft spot for Gateway? That's where we met, right in that Gateway Raceway.
I kept throwing it out there, thinking that you would like angels would start, sounding.
It just hit me.
Remember the time you met me?
It just hit me.
Like,
never met you in my life.
I'll never forget that look you gave me, Frank. Oh boy! What does that mean?
What does that mean? No, that's not that's not an statement. I'll never forget that look you gave me. Now, what would have been funny? That would have been funny. It would have been like gay humor. But that's not a sound. If Peon comes back Monday, I mentioned that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, he's back Monday.
I got to tell you, I might come and just give Ian a hug when I might just show up Monday.
That had to hurt, Josh.
Man, we miss you.
That had to hurt, Josh.
Yeah, poor Josh.
Oh, boy. He's doing his best.
I'm in Josh's corner.
Josh, really, you're doing a great job. As a matter of fact, you're making the show funnier, if that's possible.
Oh.
I was home last night, and I don't know what happened, but I started laughing so doggone hard. I have to be careful. There'll be times I'm driving home listening to the show, and I almost wrecked the car. So, but since it's a Chevy Tahoe is what I drive, the greatest SUV in the world. These new Tahoes and new Suburbans are unbelievable. We can't get enough of them, but great, great, great deals. You know, one thing we don't talk a lot about? Leasing.
No.
There's a great program with General Motors Financial, GMF, who are owned by General Motors. Great, great, great lease programs for sometimes 30% less than a 72-month payment, but still a great time to buy. And we've had a great day again today. How about this weather? This weather is gorgeous for July, even though I was out a lot. Talking to a customer, and I said, "Hey, can we go back inside?" I was actually starting to perspire.
Nah, but it's really nice compared to that 98 degree stuff we had. That was too much. It was oppressive and humid. This is nice.
It's beautiful out there. You know.
So the lease on the Tahoe, because I've been, and I don't want to talk about this a lot yet because we're not there yet, but I've been thinking about. A new Tahoe. So what is the lease deal? Is it 5 years? What is it? Three? What?
No. There's a 24-month lease, 30-month lease, 36-month lease. You don't want to ever lease for longer than
that. No, I would not do a 5-year lease ever.
We wouldn't let you. We wouldn't do a 5-year lease.
So give them some numbers. Give them an idea. 36 months. What kind of lease payment are they looking at?
Well, I told you, it depends on the vehicle, depends on the equipment, depends on your mileage. It's great for people that only drive, 12 to 15,000 miles a year. If you're driving 20-plus thousand...
No, don't lease.
But if you're doing 25,000-plus a year, no. Then you know, I will tell that customer, you don't even want to do 72 months because do 60 and say, well, your payment's going to be too high. Yeah, but then you won't be in a terrible out-of-equity position in 3 years because most people want to trade. Now that the economy's come back, interest rates are still super low, people want to trade every 3 years.
And check this out. This is to let people know my knowledge of car talk. That means you're upside down on your vehicle.
Remember? Out of equity.
Well, upside down is the same thing. You're upside down. You owe more than it's worth.
You could be hanging from a bar.
No, you know that's a term in the car business. You're upside down on your car. You just don't want to credit me for knowing, like, inside lingo.
Well, I don't like that term, upside down. It sounds kind of stupid. It's what it is. You're out of equity.
Okay, you're right. You're out of equity.
Oh, what did you just say?
You're right.
That could be the first time you've ever said that, ever. I know you've meant it several times, but it's about time you said it. But what else is going on today?
I don't know. It's my last day to work with Josh. That's a little sad. Not.
Oh. Wow.
And nice weather. I'm going to go fishing Saturday, something I have not done for a while. I'm going to take it with a buddy, and we're going to go out in a real bass boat. He's a real fisherman with 40 different rods and reels and every lure in the world, and we're just going to go out in a nice, quiet part of the lake and sit and fish.
There is nothing, I tell you what, you know, second to duck hunting.
Now that's good. That's appropriate.
I love the fish. I'm going up to Montana with a bunch of my buddies in October. One buddy, I have a place up there, and we're in two-man boats. You got a fisherman on the front, one on the back. You're trout fishing down the Yellowstone. I got a guide in the middle helping tie your if you hook a fly, you know, on a branch or a tree, or you just reel it back in and go, here you go, and he fixes it for you. I mean, it's just like the best. Yeah. And that's probably what you're going to have. Your buddy, if something happens to your lure, he'll replace it for you, won't he?
No, I do my own stuff.
Do
your own stuff?
I fished a lot, yeah.
Does that guy take the fish off for you when you catch him?
You're talking about me?
No, the guy in the boat with John.
John's a butler.
If I get the fish in, I can get it out of the net. If it's a nice big clunker, it's a big rainbow or a big brown trout, then I'll want a picture of that monster.
Big brown trout.
But you got to make sure you get them back in the water quickly. You don't want to, they get nervous.
You can't explain to people why you like fishing because, from my wife, for example, she does not get fishing. No, you don't need that sound. I didn't say she was mad. I said she didn't get fishing. That's the
Ian
wrong.
Ian said whenever you bring up
he's wrong. He did that to sabotage you, so you sound stupid.
You're starting to kind of get on Frank's nerve, I can tell right now.
My wife doesn't like fishing. No, she doesn't go, that's not her reaction. She just, and look, I know a lot of people that go, it's boring. I get that. I do get it, because you can sit
boring.
There.
Yeah, go to the bathroom. Take a break.
You know what it is? He loves hitting the sound. He doesn't get to do it, and so he's just having a great time playing with him. No, it's. I don't like, if I sit for 3 hours and I don't get a bite, yeah, then I don't like it. But all I need is a good something grabbing every once in a while, even if I don't bring it in. And that keeps me going. And it's peaceful.
There's nothing like it, you know?
You get some fried chicken or something and cold drinks, a cooler, and wow. It's so
you know, you're with a buddy, and then you're just talking. It's just great. It's so relaxing. It is just awesome.
There's a great fishing joke. It's a short joke. This guy's telling his buddy. He says, "Hey, I was gone over the weekend. I went fishing, and he said I took a couple of hookers with me for a fishing trip." And his buddy says, "Well, did you catch anything?" He says, "Well, I won't know for a couple of weeks." See, it's a sexually transmitted disease joke.
Those are funny.
They are, Dad. They're all the rage now.
I know.
Yeah.
Here we were talking about wholesome, outdoor, beautiful fishing. You know, guys being guys. And you want to bring up a joke like that.
I do.
Right? I really don't.
It's funny. Yes, you do get it. You do get it.
Yeah? Well, I tell you what. We're going to be here till you're
late.
Does they want to keep us here?
Go ahead. Sorry. I said you're going to be there late tomorrow night because I forgot this.
You're late tomorrow night. Yeah. And, I mean, just all weekend, another great day on Saturday. But great deals here at Johnny Lawn Dop Chevrolet. Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth.
Oh, exit. See what he did? He took the St. Louis out of it.
Slowed it down.
Yeah. Took the R
I
out
had
of
to
it.
Slow it down because I get the little on the Elizabeth if I go too slow. So, and phone number here is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff, LONDOFF, Londoff.com.
All right, John, they're on the way.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you. Talk
Josh.
To you later. Josh, say bye to John.
See you, John.
All right.
Enjoy retirement.
Thank you.
That was brutal. That had to hurt.
Man.
You fish? You ever fished?
Yeah.
You don't look like a fishing guy.
No, we used to go on a fishing trip down to Bennett Springs State Park.
Yeah.
And I just stopped doing it after I got to be about 15.
Wow.
It was just boring.
Man, you didn't go with the right person or you weren't fishing in the right place. There's nothing boring if you catch a decent fish. It's pretty exciting.
Well, that part's exciting.
And it's the only sport, unlike anything else, everything else, think about it, that you're doing, like deer, turkey, you see what you're going to get before you get it. Fish, you're almost, it's a hunting blind because that's the great mystery. What's under the water? What's out there? Is it going to grab what I... And you don't know till you've already got it, what you have. Any other thing you hunt, you see it before you get it. And that's... I don't know. And like anything else, it's a thing where if you let yourself, like with golf or bow hunting, oh my goodness, there's no end to thousands of lures. And they all claim to be, this will catch bass and this will catch crappie. Yeah, there's an ad that runs in USA Today for a lure, and it says on the ad, banned in Wisconsin. This lure is so effective, they banned it in Wisconsin. Well, that's really a clever piece of advertising because people want what they think is banned.
Yeah.
It's taking all the fish out of the lakes in Wisconsin or Wyoming or wherever it was. They said, that's not the sound for that. Okay, Window World. Let me do Window World. We'll take a break and we'll recover. The number one selling replacement window in the country is Window World. You folks, hang on. You know what? I'm going to take one call just so that everybody's not on hold forever. Let me talk to Bob, then we'll do Window World. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Things are good for Bob.
Oh, Bob with 1-0.
Yeah.
Now, how come you don't go by Bob with 2 B's? Why Bob with 1-0?
Well, because a lot of times people say, oh, Bob or Bobo. So I have to correct them. It's Bob with 1-0.
Bobo.
Okay.
What about Bob with 2 O's?
That's boob.
Well, that would be Oba.
That's boob. No, that would be boob.
Oba. Yeah.
No,
you know what? He just wanted to hit the...
I know.
So, yeah. What's going on, Bob with 1-0?
When's Peon coming back?
Monday.
Hey, you were talking about places that you should you should go.
Right.
I think you hit all the top tier ones. But I had a couple things that I experienced that I thought were pretty amazing.
Right.
Is growing up around, Missouri, it's hilly and everything. I think going out to the desert for the first time, especially White Sands. I don't know if you've been to White Sands.
Where is that?
White Sands is in New Mexico, around Alamogordo. It's south of the Grand Canyon. When you're going out that way to the Grand Canyon,
and
White Sands
is it just
like being in the middle of the desert.
Just endless sand.
It's pure white sand.
Wow.
But there's hiking trails in through there, and you see little animals going around, and there's the science to it about how little oases are formed in the desert. But I tell you, it's like going out in the middle of the snow, you have to wear sunglasses. It's blinding.
Yeah.
But that's really fascinating, being out in the desert, where every direction you go, it's completely white.
Never heard of that. Have you heard of Josh White Sand? Never
nope.
heard of it.
I haven't either.
That sounds like a good one. But again, it's one of those things that you're there 5 minutes and you go, now what?
Well, I've been there 3 times, and I spent about 2 hours there, kind of walking around.
Yeah.
And every time it's a little less because I'm getting older and fatter. But it's a pretty amazing place. Also, Monument Valley. Have you driven through there?
No, that's where a lot of Westerns were shot.
Yeah, the valley's so low, but that is a very interesting place to drive through, too.
Okay. Never been to Wyoming, never been to Montana. I want to see those.
Yeah, well, you got Yellowstone and things. You hit all the top-tier amazing things like the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
But one thing I tell people not to go to is the Petrified Forest. You got a pile of rocks in your backyard. It's about as interesting.
I went to the Petrified Forest when I was a kid.
And you probably liked it.
I don't remember.
When it was first opened and people knew about it, not people discovered it, they started taking everything.
Yes.
So there's not a lot left. That's the problem.
I had a little piece of petrified wood that I had for years and years as a kid. I don't know what happened to it.
I've got a little piece of wood. It's almost petrified. It's so old.
Hey, you know, Frank, you talk about all the mean things your wife says to you.
Yeah.
You know what I think I realize about your wife?
What?
She's mean? Really funny.
She's mean. That's funny. She's just mean.
Funny.
Bob with 1-0, always a pleasure.
Hey, all right.
Take it easy. Bye-bye. There he goes, Bob with 1-0. And, of course, Josh, 2-0s, he'd be boob, and that, you know, we're not right. As I said, the largest selling replacement window in the country is Window World. There are well over 40,000 homes in the St. Louis area that have Window World windows in them. These are homes that were built, and windows were put in them when they're built, but they're builder-grade windows. And generally, unless you specify something else, that's what you get. And like roofs or heating and cooling systems, they're not going to last forever. They're going to have to be replaced. So when you go to replace them, you have to decide, do you want something that cosmetically is real, has the ooh-ah factor? You don't have to hit it. It's okay. You know? Or because of the trim is some exotic root out of Indonesia, and you know. Or do you want just a really good, solid replacement window that's going to hold up, easy to clean, lifetime warranty, good housekeeping seal of approval, if that's what you want, and you like the idea of only spending $189 for each window, then you just described Window World. And if you want to know more, it's as easy as going to their website. They're also very generous. They give a lot of money to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Oh, and locally owned and operated, even though it's a national franchise. Window World. StLouis.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Things getting through. You're backed around the bend to Missouri Bottom. We have they've cleared an accident on westbound 40 at Maryville Center, but you're still running slow from about Ballas eastbound 40. Things are running slow from Long Road all the way up through Mason. And then we've got eastbound 44. We're slowing from 141 up to the Merrimack River Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by PSCMetals.com. Get the free PSC Metals VIP card by August 13th and get entered to win a $250 gas card. PSCMetals.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a standard brake service for only $99.99. Visit driveafirestone.com or see store for full details.
Are you truly prepared for retirement, or do you just have a false sense of confidence? Discover a step-by-step plan to achieve your retirement dreams on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
About going to the dentist for me? Getting the bill.
No, it's paying the bill.
Yeah, you're right. It is paying the bill.
If you don't have dental insurance, paying dentist bills can be really painful. Just a simple cleaning can cost over $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. All the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-6977. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977.
Hey, Cardinal fans. A busy weekend at Busch Stadium is coming up. Friday, July 31st, Saturday, August 1st, and Sunday, August 2nd. The Colorado Rockies will be in town. And it all starts with the Lou Brock bobblehead on Friday, July 31st. Saturday, it's the Build-A-Bear Workshop Day. August 1st is also Photo Day. Sunday, August 2nd, it's the Kids Replica Alternate Jersey, presented by Powerade and Shop and Save. The Cards and Rockies coming up. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
105 for Lou Brock!
He was one of the greatest base stealers in the history of the game. He amassed over 3,000 hits.
3,000 for Lou Brock!
Voted to Major League Baseball's All-Century Team. Fans, Friday, July 31st, it's the Lou Brock Bobblehead Giveaway, presented by Lindenwood University. July 31st, 25,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home their very own Lou Brock Bobblehead. July 31st, the Cards, the Rockies, and a Lou Brock Bobblehead. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level?
Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-505-8965. That's 1-800-505-8965.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-505-8965. That's 1-800-505-8965.
Take a look around your house. Is it time to redo your kitchen or bath? Then you need Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Bath, and Appliances. One of the safest and secure investments you can make is remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, increasing the value of your home and your lifestyle. At Callier & Thompson, their trained designers will sit down with you and provide a no-cost design and estimate while working with you to stay within your budget. With over 60 years in business, Callier & Thompson has the track record and experience you can count on. Visit them today on Manchester Road, just east of 141, or go to callierandthompson.com. Take a look at some of the exceptional work they can do. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Bath, and Appliance, 636-391-9099. Again, 636-391-9099. Let their professional designers, skilled craftsmen, and 60-year history turn your dreams into reality.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. Pre-planning a funeral is usually not on the top of people's to-do list, but it should be. Pre-planning your funeral is a natural part of life. It provides you with time to make end-of-life decisions in a calm and rational atmosphere. Giving a pre-plan to those you love gives everyone greater peace of mind. We can help you with details and information and a way to make these decisions during a less stressful time. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, being an information resource and helping hand for over 80 years.
I hear all the dentist commercials that we have on now and other stations have on. You know why those are on? Because of Ballast Dental Care. Because businesses will hear me talk about a business. And by the way, it's great for us because it's more business for us. They'll go, well, we can't let him have a monopoly on the dental business. We got to get commercials on there. Great. We love having you on here. But here's the deal. Our listeners to this show, they're going to Ballast Dental Care because they know they're not truly AM and the PM. It's like a pledge or an oath you've taken. When if you're going to declare and say the words, I'm AM and the PM, and you go to some other dentist, shame. Walk of shame. If we could get our hands on you, we'd make you walk the walk of shame. We'd stone you as you walked down the street. You know, not AM and the PM, not AM and the PM, chunking rocks at you. We know you'll go to Ballast Dental Care. And even if you have a dentist, get rid of your dentist. I'm telling you, there's something better out there, and it's Ballast Dental Care. If you don't have, and you hadn't been for a while, and you're embarrassed, don't worry about it. You'll be